Hi, I'm Lacey. Life is too fun to be held down by kids.
Hi, I'm Amy. Being a mom is the most rewarding job ever.
Loose lips and childbearing hips.
I'm on a European vacation, but you're a peeing everywhere. Wee wee!
What did you say?
Levels, levels, levels.
How am I doing over there? Do I look good?
I don't know. Are you projecting your voice?
Yes. I'm excellent at that. Is this better?
You used to say that.
Every time.
I'm projecting my voice into the microphone.
That's my Amy impression.
Sound manly. I'm projecting my voice into the microphone.
This is Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips, and I am a very struggling Lacey G.
She's a world traveler, but doesn't really know where she's going on a map. She's eaten double her size in cheese and wine in the last week, and a sight for sore eyes. I missed you.
And with me today is my best friend. We may have been away from each other for weeks, but I know she is always just a phone call away. And her wrinkled white grandma hands would obviously answer anytime I called her. Her name is
Amy Nichols.
I have missed you so much. What the heck have you been up to?
Stuff. I'm not a world traveler, but I went to a couple of places in the last week.
You've been in a couple of states.
Several, yeah. I started in Florida, then I went to Georgia and South Carolina.
Question.
Did I go to the city you're from?
Which is called?
That one that starts with the letter. Just give me a second.
Gosh, I don't remember. Warner Robins. Did you go to Warner Robins, Georgia?
No, I didn't. Went to Savannah.
What is Warner Robins known for?
You.
What else?
Is there an army base there?
Yeah, Air Force Base.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so you went to Savannah.
Yes.
Is that where that beach photo was taken?
No, that was in Florida. St. Augustine. It is the oldest city in the United States. I was going to say America, but I'm not sure if that's true. But yeah, Russ Face suggested it. I was planning on going to Daytona. So I went to Disney and for Kids Trip. And I drove up to see my family for Thanksgiving, who live in South Carolina at Hilton, which is very close to Savannah. Anyways, it's only a 4-hour drive. So I thought, well, I'll just make a day of it. You know, I didn't want to get there until after dinner because I didn't want him wondering, when are we going to get here? Do we need to feed her and her family? So anyways, I was like, Daytona, there's nothing really to do except for drive on a beach. So Russ Face suggested St. Augustine. He's went with his girlfriend. I went and it was great. I did lots of things. You are going to be impressed with me.
So far, I'm intrigued.
I did so much stuff for 2 hours. Just check this out.
Okay. And this was, hold on. So you left Orlando. Where did you pick your family up from? Because you had a rental car.
I did not pick them up. They drove from Texas and met me there. So they had a 16 and a half hour drive.
They picked you up in Orlando because I thought you were renting a car.
I did. I rented a car and I met them in the same place that they were driving to.
Oh, okay. Okay. So did you go to the beach by yourself or did you go with your family?
I went by myself, but I'm not getting there yet. You can just wait. Just wait your little horses, okay?
I'm trying to follow the timeline.
2 hours. I went down the shopping strip with these historical buildings. I went to check out the governor's mansion. I checked out college. I checked a fort. I checked out a lighthouse. I looked at the beach. I did all these things in 2 hours.
That's really cool.
I mean, that's a lot of stuff. I was so impressed with myself. I was just checking off the list. Boom, boom, boom. And this is by foot. Like, I'm walking around the city, not just like driving. Oh, there it is, pointing stuff out. I walked it.
That's really cool. Yeah. And had you ever been there before?
No. Nope.
Me either. Did you go up into the lighthouse?
I did. 219 steps.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I was hurting.
How's your butt feeling after that?
Couple of days. And I was like, I had to fit it in my 2 hours. So I was like pushing people past. I was just getting up to the top as fast as I could.
Amy stormtrooping through St. Augustine.
Yeah. Speed walking like these old ladies at the mall.
Well, that sounds incredible.
Yeah.
And then you met up with your family.
Met up with my family. So I met them in Hilton Head. But it's a quick drive from Savannah. So we did some time in Savannah, some time in South Carolina, and just split up the rest of the week in those places.
So who's in Savannah, or was that just a family trip? Did y'all just go as a family?
We just went as a family. So I went to see my brother, who lives in South Carolina, but it's just 15 minutes from his house is Savannah. So
that's cool. I went to Savannah once. I used to go to the beach there, but I really don't remember it. I know that I've been there, but I don't remember anything about it. But that place is supposed to be incredible.
Yeah, really cool. There was a river walk that we checked out. We went on a ghost tour in a horse-drawn carriage ride. There was this place, like, right down the street from his house, my brother, Michael. It's called Alligator Alley. And it's just a part of the town, I guess, that where the alligators hang out. And you just want to make sure you stay in your car and you drive down a couple miles. And there's just a bunch of alligators just on the side of the road.
So anything cool happened on the ghost tour?
It was an interesting guy who, you know, told stories. And, I mean, it was great. It was fun. It was cool. Great weather. We didn't, you know, got ice cream afterwards. And it was really fun. But Thanksgiving, you know, just our two families made it and did pretty great. No big mishaps. The day after, Black Friday, we didn't hardly do any shopping. We went and played laser tag, my family against my brother's family. And I take it pretty seriously. Like, I want to win. Okay.
Yeah.
And my kids are older than his, so we destroyed them. But I didn't realize that there was a ramp, and I'm ducking and weaving. Josh thinks I'm one of the kids because I'm hunched. Hidden dragon, is that what it's called? Hidden tiger, whatever. I don't know what it's called. Anyway, so he thinks I'm a kid. I'm like, I'm being awesome. I don't think you understand how great I am at laser tag.
I'm very proud of you in this moment. I really am. Also, I want to play you in laser tag.
It's really dark. I didn't realize there was a ramp, and I fell. I mean, not just like a little fall. I fell hard. Like, my head bounced off the floor, and I have just a giant bruise. I gashed my elbow. It was bad. And, you know, the next day we have a 16-hour drive back home. I think I have whiplash. I can't even, like, turn my head. I can't help Josh. Really, I think I drove, like, 3 hours, and I was like, I can't do it anymore. I was playing the Feel Sorry For Me card.
Hey, you said you've always wanted to injure yourself so your family could take care of you.
Yeah, it only lasted 2 days, and then I was better.
Well, go hit your head again.
But it was great. It was a really, really good family time. I got to see my namesake. My brother's son named his son after me. And no, his name's not Amy. His name is Gabriel, and my middle name's Gabrielle, so that's where that came from. But he's just a cute little blondie. I love him so much. I love them both, but I just, love them.
That's really sweet. I have begged people to name their children after me. That never happened. Finally, I'm like, okay, I'll settle for a damn cat. Like, I don't care. Let's just name something Lacey, and nobody ever has.
I hate it when people name their kids after animals, though. Yes, I guess it's okay in reverse. I don't know, but, like, some people don't name your kid a typical pet name.
How do you feel about the name Stanley for a dog?
Stanley, is that a...
Well, we didn't name him after somebody, but that is a human name.
No, I'm saying don't
like
name
Rover.
No, the opposite. Don't name your person kid a dog name.
Don't name my next pet Mary Emma after my grandmother.
No, you're doing it the wrong way. I'm saying don't name your baby Spot or whatever. Don't pet name your child that. Don't do that.
Who do you know who's done that?
I'm not gonna say any names. And I'm not gonna give any examples.
Meow.
It's just a really bad idea.
I'm really curious. I've heard some pretty bad names before, which I can't put on blast because it's somebody related to me who was named several names in a row and they were awful, and we begged him to not name this person that, with all those names, said, you know, you're just going to set that person up for
failure.
Yeah, on a stage or something. luckily, we got some of the names dropped, and now the name sounds good. But at first, we're just like, don't. And they named this person that name. If you can follow that, okay. They named this person that name after so-and-so's
ex-spouse's dog that they had together.
After a dog?
Yes.
Oh, this is exactly what I'm talking about.
No, it's not. It's not a dog name. It's a stupid name, but it's not a dog name. Star was the name. So I even tried using that tactic. Are you really going to let them name them that after?
Oh, my God.
I'm trying to be so...
So mysterious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they still didn't listen to me and named her a slew of names like we're hillbillies from Georgia or something. Hashtag we are. So, I've had a lot of stuff going on and I have not been doing well. I don't know if it's just jet lag because I guess that stuff is real. I was fine on the way to Italy. I had no problems. Super long flight, a lot of layovers. But it wasn't a problem. We hit the ground running once we got there. On the way back, I was still fine. I just hadn't been sleeping much since then. Well, my friend texted me today and told me she was officially sick. So we had my husband, her husband both got sick on the trip. And then we were both struggling yesterday. I mean, my gosh, yesterday was my first day back to work. And whenever I get here, my head's swimming and I'm going with you to the bathroom. I'm like running into stuff in the hallway.
Literally the walls. Like they weren't moving. They were stationary. Yeah.
No. So the struggle is real.
You ran yourself ragged. You just went, go, go, go. And you just are recovering. You're going to have to.
I'm tired through the end of the year, officially. I have not only run myself ragged, like I'm going to keep it up. I'm busy for the rest of the year. It's
so
crazy.
You'll be sick for the rest of the year, basically.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll see if I make it to 2018. That is to be determined.
Go out on top.
But before I went Amy Psycho Ham on somebody.
Wait, what?
Yes.
What do you mean?
Because I had done all this shopping and stuff before we went to Italy, and I was pretty much prepared. Well, I had ordered some boots online, and they sent them to me, and on their website, they say, these run small, so I recommend you order half a size up. Well, I did. I get them. They're too big. I went flipping crazy on these people, and I sent them a scathing email. And whenever I read it to my friends, they were just like, oh my God.
Are these the really cute velvet blue boots?
No, these were another pair of boots because I needed some comfortable boots. Those I didn't even end up wearing. I brought them. I packed way too much stuff. Normally, normally I make an effort to wear everything that I brought, but the weather was so hot and I packed a bunch of scarves and a bunch of winter stuff. And it was ridiculous. I mean, I was walking around and my body temperature still hasn't caught up with me yet. Maybe I'm sick. I don't know. I hope nobody gets sick who uses this microphone. So wasn't me. But I'm sitting here sweating right now. So I want to read you this email that I sent.
Yes.
Though, because you love being a bitch to people.
No, I don't love it.
Oh, you're just really good at it.
I guess.
This is what I said. I ordered a half size up as your website recommends because they run on the small side. These do not. I leave in 4 days to go to Italy, which is why I needed comfortable boots. I need to exchange these ASAP and I'm requesting an expedited pair to accommodate. If not, I need a complete and quick refund so I can get what I need in order to have a comfortable trip. I went with the half size up as recommended. I need a size 7 by this Tuesday or a full refund. I am not happy that I trusted your size recommendations and now I'm in a bind. If you can't get me what I need in time, I will spend my final busy days before a trip finding what I hope to be suitable and comfortable boots. I know I can trust your brand, but I'm not happy after following your recommendations. Please help me out. Time is of the essence, and I don't have much of it. Boom.
That doesn't sound bad.
Oh, it didn't work. That's anyway. I ended up.
That's like a typical, like.
I thought that was pretty bitchy.
No way.
Aw.
I mean, I've threatened the Better Business Bureau and actually followed through.
Can you threaten the Better Business Bureau on ordering half a size up as they recommend?
It was with shoes. I can't remember. It was just some boutique and it was with shoes. I can't remember why I returned them. Maybe they were just a piece of crap. I'm not sure. Anyways.
Well, it didn't work. It doesn't matter. It didn't work.
So did you find some before you left?
My husband,
town?
Jeremy, saved the day. He was like, have you never heard of Zappos, which apparently has 1 day free shipping? This is not an ad. And yeah, and I got them the next day. I did come home the next day and they weren't at they weren't at my house yet. And I was freaking out about them. And Jeremy's like, oh, just wait, just wait. I think they deliver until 8 or something like that. Like 5 minutes later, they're at the door delivering my shoes. So I did get them back in time, and I just exchanged the other ones or returned them.
Did you get sores from wearing new shoes? You know you're not supposed to do that, right?
Kinda. But they were really, really comfortable. I did get a little bit on the back of my heels, but nothing bad. So I'm sorry. I'm snotting and sweating and coughing. How's my story going so far?
Wow. I'm glad I'm on the other side of the table, not real close to you.
Do I look gross?
You don't look gross. But
I feel gross. I feel like I look like I'm gross. I don't feel as bad as I have been feeling.
No, it's just I know that you're struggling, so I feel bad for you.
I feel bad for me too. But then I can't actually bitch about it because it's like, aw, you're hungover layover. What is it called? You're jet lagged. Yeah. Oh,
are you confessing that you're a little hungover too?
I might very well be detoxing. I don't know. It was a rough couple of days. So right off the bat, first stupid thing that I did, we had a layover in Washington and we're walking through the airport and Jeremy was like, look, you can see the Washington Monument from here. And so I'm looking and I'm like, oh my God, I see it. No, that was like a plane tower, like where they do the traffic control.
Was he messing with you?
Yeah.
Can you believe him?
Yeah.
Oh, you're such a sucker.
I know. Then we had a layover. We had a layover in Brussels. And this one was just a couple hours. So we get to Italy like 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Our hotel was absolutely beautiful. It was some art hotel. Walk in. There is a mermaid painting to the left.
Oh.
It was so cool. Everything in that place was cool. And the hotel bar was open till 11. We would go out and our first night we went out and we had dinner out by the beach. It was the only time that we saw the beach though. And it was at night. The rest of the time we didn't make it out back out to the beach. Yeah. We didn't realize how busy we were and how much stuff we had planned.
You didn't have enough time there.
During that time. But
4 days is crazy short for overseas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but we
oh my gosh. Maybe we should just like call it. And that's it. Be sure to check us out on social media. And we're back.
Okay. So all that we really did was just a lot of walking, and a lot of eating and a lot of drinking wine and
nailed it.
I did a lot of texting and calling you.
You did.
See, here was the deal. I decided I want to be unplugged from my phone and unplugged from social media because you get bored and just get in that habit to swipe through and look at everything.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's mindless. It's stupid. And I didn't want to pay the $10 charge. It's like $10 a day to use your phone overseas. So I'm like, why am I going to pay? I don't need my phone. But then I got drunk and decided to call you every single night and you did not answer except for one night. I even drunk FaceTimed you from the bathroom one day.
Okay.
I knew you wouldn't answer. I also wasn't showing anything, so it didn't matter. I wasn't going to be in there for a while either. Like, I wasn't talking. I wasn't calling you. I was just calling you because I knew you weren't going to answer.
Interesting. I had an excuse. Not that I need one, you know. You're worse than my husband, Josh. He's like, why aren't you texting me back immediately? I got stuff to do. But I was busy. The first time, I had sleeping kids in the car, and we were driving across country. I didn't want to wake them or the kids up. And I was within the 3 hours of me driving. And the other time I was taking a nap. It's very important.
But it was perfect timing because by the time I would be drunk at night, it'd be like afternoon-ish here later in the afternoon. So I mean, it was perfect. Like,
well, it was perfect for you, but I had like run errands and stuff or nap.
Oh, don't you worry. I got a hold of people. People wanted to talk to me. I don't need you. Okay,
yeah, you tried to call me every day.
Yes, and one time I tried to call you to break up with you.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. I wasn't really going to break up with you. As soon as you answered, then I'd be like, I forgive you. But I thought it was really important that you needed to know that I know that I'm breaking up with you right now.
Wow. Well, I answered the phone as soon as you called me from your husband's phone.
But I did get some cheese.
Yes.
And that was such a huge deal on the trip, even though we had already been eating the entire time.
Did you get a big block of Parmesan and put it on your windowsill?
I did not.
Disappointing.
But we did stop by. We were walking somewhere and saw this sign for Cheese Factory. So, of course, I had to stop, take a picture, send it to you, and then go find some cheese. And I couldn't ever find this Cheese Factory. But we're walking by and this baker was like closing his doors, getting ready to leave. And we asked him if he had any cheese and he said yes. And so I went inside and he gave us cheese.
That and this was poor man. He's trying to go to his family.
Oh, there were cats inside here. Like, I don't know. This was a great... I think that's common, though. There were animals everywhere just roaming. It made me kind of sad for them. Like, does anybody love you or not? I don't know if they're just free-range animals or what it is. But anyway.
I got to stop you.
What?
When I was in St. Augustine, there were homeless people everywhere. I know. You're talking about the cats. There were, like, every 30 feet, there was another homeless person. And they had so many stories on whether they are veterans or pregnant or they need to take care of their pet or whatever. Sad.
That is sad. And I can't deal with that because I don't know what to do about it.
Yeah, just...
And sometimes they're crazy, so you can't even look at them.
No.
So, like, I want to give you sympathetic eyes because I don't have money.
Mm-mm.
But I can't because then you might cuss me out and yell at my family.
Yeah.
It just happened before.
So lots of cats.
So I go inside this bakery and this guy sells me cow cheese. And second dumb thing I did, I said, I've never had cow cheese before. Let me try it. And Jeremy's like, all cheese comes from milk, which comes from cows. But I'd never heard. I mean, I've had goat cheese.
I am a little shocked that you don't know this.
I'm not saying I don't know it. I've just never had. Like, why is it called cow cheese?
Because I guess it's not as common over there. Like, there's.
Where else does their cheese come from?
There's sheep. And goats and I don't know.
Well, that makes perfect sense.
Llamas?
Now. But nobody explained that to me. They just said, ha ha, you're an idiot. So I took some pictures of me eating my cheese. I probably should have taken a video, but I wasn't really thinking of that. I mean, it's that important.
Were they selfies or were other people taking pictures? Your group, your party, were they taking pictures?
No, I think I was taking selfies of myself and it looks like it. And... I'm hitting myself from all the wrong angles. So sometimes I have Amy eyes where, you know, I'm like fluttering mid click. Other times I got double chin.
Why you gotta make this about me?
Another thing I learned while traveling, I don't know how to go. I don't know. Sometimes I don't know what bathroom to use because I feel like every time I was coming out of the bathroom and my girlfriend Vanessa would be going in, she's like, Lacey, you're coming out of the men's room again.
I think, aren't there like, unibathrooms overseas?
No, I think, I don't know. I don't know why I got the little people confused, but I did. And
let's just put the anatomy on the door, okay? Instead of a stick figure. So make it real clear, okay? Like a circle and a stick.
I think it was pretty clear. I think I was just...
So what's the problem?
I don't know. I couldn't figure out the bathrooms, though. I really couldn't. And one morning I woke up. We had a toilet and a bidet.
A bidet?
Yeah. And I'd never even used the bidet. My friend did, but like you got it. What is that from? That's obviously a reference.
Saturday Night Live. It's so funny. All right, I'm done.
The bidet?
I wanted to use it, but like I don't want to take off my pants completely. And I think you have to do that because they have like soap and towels next to the bidet. So I never did that because I'm not going to make that much of an effort whenever I go to the bathroom. I might call you, but I'm not going to like disrobe and stuff.
I don't know. I've never used a bidet, but if it's like a toilet, but in reverse, like, isn't it recycled water? Do I want recycled water going up in all my crevices?
I don't know, but that's a really good question because I may have peed in the bidet one night because there was some toilet paper in the bidet.
Oh, yeah. That sounds like a good indication.
And Jeremy asked me if I was going to get the toilet paper from there, and I said, no, that's what maids are for. It wasn't dirty. I mean, it wasn't like, it wasn't poo paper.
I agree. Like,
Am I going to make the bed?
No. And like when you're grocery shopping, do you put the shopping cart back in the store? No, they have someone to do that. If I do it for them, then they don't have a job anymore.
Do you put your cans on top of the produce? No, they do that for you. Well, one night we all went out to this fancy dinner and Vanessa and I got to wear our feather skirts, which is a huge deal. We bought these skirts.
She bought it first.
I bought it first.
You did? She's mm-hmm. a copycat?
Mm-hmm. Ooh. I bought the feather skirt and her and I both love feathers and fur and everything else. And once I got it, she was like, oh my God, that's adorable. Can I please buy that skirt? Would you mind? And I was like, no, when would we ever buy it together? Well, now we've made points to wear them together. So we've worn them just in New York and then here. But we went out one night, wore our feather skirts out together. It was this nice dinner. It was so much fun. But every time we would get up and go to the bathroom, and then we went to the bathroom together, and I went to the right one, and I wasn't confused. But every time we get up and go to the bathroom, they would pick the feathers up off the floor, because this skirt sheds like crazy. So they would pick the feathers up off the floor.
Are you talking about like the waiters and stuff at yeah. the restaurant?
Yeah. They would pick the feathers up off the floor, and at first they tried putting them on the table like we would want them back for our skirts, but the guys were like, no, we don't need that. So I didn't know that. They were like picking up our trail feathers all the way behind us all night long.
I'm kind of worried about your skirt.
There's an underlayer. I'm not just covered in feathers.
I don't know. I mean, it's falling apart. I don't know how
it Jeremy would be very happy if it, if it just disintegrated. Yeah. But that's not it. Then one day we went to Pompeii, and Pompeii was very cool, but it was very confusing too, because I thought, do you know the story of Pompeii?
Yes, but it might have been confusing
how?
Because you don't. History from school.
They taught you that in school?
Yes.
In America?
Yes.
And the US of A?
Like multiple times, like every 3 years, it's either state, country, or world. And you repeat that every 3 years. You do that history over and over and over again. So Texas history, U.S. history, world history. Bom, 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 bom. So you went over it multiple times.
I went to multiple schools throughout the years, and they either never taught that to me or I didn't pay attention. I don't know. I also went to college. Some, a little bit. Yeah. So anyway, so we go to Pompeii, and ends up, for those of you who don't know, who didn't go to school.
People lived
on what they thought was a mountain, and it ended up being a volcano, and this volcano erupted and killed everybody.
But it also preserved
No, stuff. It didn't.
Are you sure?
Yes. What happened is it covered, and that's what confused me, because I thought like the lava or something is what made the molds of the people.
I think it was like ash.
It was ash, and then they had to sift through the ash, dig through the ash, and find the remains. And then they would pour concrete or something and make a cast out of it. But I'm like, but how? Because then you would think everything would decompose and then all these bones would just like fall on each other instead of knowing exactly how a human was at that time. So we would be, Jeremy and I were on a train from Brussels heading back to the hotel airport. And I'm like, but one more question about Pompeii. And he's like, Lacey, like, how do you not understand this yet? I could not. It still doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, I mean, I think it's known to be the explosion preserved the city in some way. I don't know technically how it was done, but that's what I've always heard.
You know what else was in Pompeii?
Cheese, wine, history.
All that. As we're walking up, I keep seeing these souvenir penises.
What? Why?
So I don't really know why. I mean, like, they're selling, there's the shape of them and it's full of sand. Here's some with limoncello in it.
What does Pompeii mean?
Well, the reason was because Pompeii was a really poor city and they had a brothel. So we go through this old brothel and they had, instead of like ordering from a menu, they had pictures on the side of the wall of what you could order, what sex position you would want. And that's why they had penises everywhere.
What?
Yes. Well, oh, hold on. I forgot that part. So in the city, am I doing a good job?
Yes.
In the city, they would have penises that would point to the way to the brothel. Carved in stone, whatever. So I go to this brothel and immediately I'm thinking of my grandfather.
From Amsterdam?
Yes. I thought you were going to say, why are you thinking of your grandfather? But immediately I was thinking of my grandfather, because whenever I went to Amsterdam many, many years ago and I went to the red light district, I took a picture of a hooker to show him, and the hooker like threatened me and try to put a curse on me and threw firecrackers at me and stuff. So I had to take a bunch of pictures while I was in the brothel, and I was thinking of my grandfather the whole time.
Aww.
Yeah.
That's so wonderful. But why only penises?
I don't know. I did buy a penis souvenir on the way out, though.
You did?
Yeah. From my girlfriend who was...
A penis spoon or penis frame? What was it?
A penis spoon would have been awesome. Here, eat this. No, it was just...
Just a penis?
It was just a penis. It was out of something. I mean, I guess stone. And I had Pompeii and rings on the side because a girlfriend of mine watched the house and watched the dog. So she wanted a magnet. And I'm like, girl, I got you something better than a magnet.
It's pretty great.
And then... We just kind of ran out of time.
Yeah.
Because Pompeii took an entire day, and then Jeremy was so sick that day. The next day, he was fine, but we wanted to go ahead and sleep in and take our time and everything. And the next day, we went to this lunch. It was like a farm-to-table lunch. And we didn't realize this place that we went to. It was overlooking a mountain. It's like a four-hour ordeal. It's kind of tapas, and they bring you... different servings and different rounds and like idiots. He told us that it was going to be multiple courses, but like we like filled up on the first course and then was barely eating on the end.
Yeah.
But it was fantastic. Down. We didn't realize it was going to take so long. So we ended up missing shopping on that last day because a lot of places were shut down and they closed early, which is why we got everything, got the tickets for so cheap to be able to go out there.
Because of the holidays?
Yeah. Because I mean, it's a tourist town. It's a beach. You wouldn't think to go to the beach during that time.
Yeah. Well, what did you really miss out on? I mean, you would have
Christmas
gotten a bunch
ornament?
Of...
Pottery?
You know what? I didn't get one either. And I even looked. Everywhere we go, we get a Christmas ornament for the place that we're visiting. And so I asked my brother to send me one because I couldn't find anything that had South Carolina on it.
I'm just going to order from online. I mean, it's fine. We did get to hit up
the
airport.
It's phony. It's phony. It's a lie.
Well, thanks. I still want one because I stayed there, damn it. So... we did get some stuff from the airport for the family on our way home, but then everything, all the ornaments at the airport said Naples, and so we didn't want that. We stayed in Positano. I'm just all over the place. I have stuff to tell you, and I don't think I'm making any sense.
I think you make sense. What'd you get me?
Nothing. Got you a lot of phone calls that you didn't answer. And then finally, we just, on our way home, we had a layover in Brussels. I love Belgian beer. So we were only there for 14 hours, maybe. But we got a hotel close to the airport, like right outside the airport. It was so super convenient. Train right there. We rode down to the city center. That was beautiful. It was like already Christmas. They had Christmas Village. They had Christmas tree up in the center.
You showed me some video. It looked beautiful.
They had a manger. They also had this naked little boy peeing statue everywhere that I looked. So I'm like, what up with all penises now? I mean, this is weird. It was everywhere that we looked. So I had to ask a dude. Ends up, whenever there was a terrorist attack, there was this little boy who was outside peeing in the street, and somebody threw down a bomb, and as soon as the bomb hit was right as the little boy was peeing, and he peed on the bomb and defused it.
Oh my.
And so it
gosh.
Made him a hero.
So like when? What year? What? Yeah, I guess you didn't ask. I wonder what year it was.
It was a long time ago.
That's crazy.
I know, but I'm like, man, I swear I'm not seeking out all this stuff, but like, why are there penises everywhere? I just don't understand.
It's a sign. You don't know what the sign means, but it's there.
I also don't understand Pompeii. I mean, there's a lot of stuff I don't understand, but we had a great time. We had some delicious beer, and then that was the night that you finally answered the phone, so it really made my trip.
Yeah. It was great. It was great to talk to you. I missed you so much.
Whatever. Whenever you answered, I said, oh my God, Amy, you actually answered, and you said...
I said that I had an excuse.
No.
You, like, attacked me, and I had an excuse for all the times I didn't answer.
You immediately said, I only answered because I thought it was Jeremy calling.
I said that to be funny. I didn't mean it.
And then Jeremy was a little drunk too, so he's all dancing in the background trying to get your attention. I'm like, get out of here. I'm trying to talk to Annie. Dang it. I miss her.
It was funny, but I didn't understand what he was doing.
That's just how he does FaceTime. He doesn't do FaceTime seriously. I hope that made sense. I'm sorry. I still feel bad. And I'm like,
it totally made sense. I know you don't feel well, but I'm so glad you had fun.
I did a horrible job of that, but I'm still...
You're recovering.
What is it called? Jet lagged.
Yeah, you're recovering. It's fine.
I think that's a real thing.
It is.
Well, I mean, absolutely. I know it is a real thing. Hold on.
I think I'm experiencing the real thing.
Yes. It has made
and
me
okay.
so messed up. And my allergies are just like flaring now that I'm back. I think I'm allergic to the States now. I need to go.
Well, my mom's sick too.
I need
right
to go back to the penises.
Those, like oak or something is high in the allergens. At this time in our area. Why are you laughing?
Because I just said I need to go back to the penises.
I did not even hear it.
Oh, I'm just kidding. I need to go back to the cheese and wine. It was a lot of fun, and I super missed you, and I'm so glad that you answered once.
I
out of the... how many times did I call you?
I really don't know.
Probably
four,
six.
Five? Maybe six.
So what else do you have, Amy?
Oh, nothing. It's more of a complaint. Whenever I go on vacation, I always make sure the house is pristine before I go. Just so when I come back, I'm, you know, happy to be home and I don't have anything to do other than unpack and do laundry.
Hold on. Let me predict what you're going to say. I think I see where you're going here. Josh didn't clean the house at all while you were gone.
Well, no, not only that, but my son Maddox had a stomach bug before heading out to South Carolina to meet me for Thanksgiving with my brother. And... he was sick all over the house. He vomited in his room. He vomited in the living room.
Thank God you weren't there.
Well, yeah, I wasn't there, but I also wasn't there to clean it. So I come home and my house smells like vomit, Lacey. I still can't get it out.
How did they not clean it?
Well, I mean, he attempted to do it. He used carpet cleaner, but that didn't work. He said he did it twice. And then I came home and I did it a couple times. It still wasn't working because it'd been sitting in there for a long time. I Google it. I've tried everything. I've tried the baking soda paste, and I've tried Windex, Febreze, vinegar. I don't know.
That's
think
awful.
I'm just going to have to rip my carpet up and get new flooring or something.
I wouldn't even know how to clean up throw up from carpet or something.
I don't know. But it's, I don't even want to sit in my own house. The end. That's it.
I was going to say that would have been a better excuse for not answering my phone calls. I'm sorry. I'm still trying to clean up vomit smell from my house.
Yeah, that's what I meant to say.
Well, thank you for listening to a very struggling Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips with me, Lacey G, and my bestie,
Amy Nichols. And be sure to subscribe to iTunes and Google Play.
Yeah, because we do great stuff like this all the time. There are lots of good reasons to subscribe and like us and rate us. And follow us on social media, Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips on Instagram, on Facebook, Loose Lips Hips on Twitter. Keep your hips loose
and lips hip.
Thanks for listening.
Penis, 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 penis,